Good afternoon.
Bears fans, this is Take the North with your hosts, David Haw and Dan Weiderer.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
To the Take the North podcast, I'm David Haw from the Mullen and Haw Show. Adam Sadzinski is our producer from The Score, and we are talking to you in the midst of another Bears preseason victory, the finale over the Chiefs. As we speak, the Bears are leading 27-7 in the interest of time and sleep before the morning show. Those of us have to get up and talk between 5:30 and 10 in the morning. We're going to talk now because I think the bulk of the preseason is over. And in terms of the games, and Adam, and I think the overall impressions have been made. There weren't any starters. The majority of starters did not play against the Chiefs, but there's still a lot to observe. I'm going to go through some bullet points, but first let me get your general overall impression of what you saw tonight and how that fits into the overall preseason.
So I think that just in general, fairly sloppy game. This is about as close as you're going to get to the definition of a final preseason game. There's lots of penalties, turnovers, a missed field goal by Harrison Butker. You name it. But I mean, overall, like I guess you like what you're seeing from the Bears backups. They're out here, you know, they look like, as we talk right now, they're on their way to another victory. So all the quarterbacks for the Bears have looked fairly good. Tyson Bagent looked great in his time out there. Brett Rypien in his time looked like another strong showing. And Austin Reed in the time that we saw him here, he just threw a touchdown to cap off a nice drive. So I think, yeah, in general, you like what you see. I mean, for what it is, I think you like what you see. And some depth pieces on the Bears kind of showing themselves. Tyler Scott having himself a really good game, actually.
Yep. So there are some observations I'll just go through and you can chime in, because we'll do this in bullet point form so we get to some other things, because it's kind of our job. I mean, big picture, the Bears had a really good preseason. Caleb Williams arrived and the defense looks great and the offensive line is in flux and the weapons are dangerous and all that. Those things remain true. Hard Knocks has been fun. Let's look at what we learned tonight. Let's start with Tyson Bagent. Tyson Bagent tonight in a couple series, I think, proved his value to the Bears. If he were any more valuable, I don't think they would have sat him down when they did. Or I guess what I'm trying to say is he has gotten to the point where they wanted to make sure they didn't injure him, so they took him out. That's how you know a player has proven his worth and has done what he's needed to do in the preseason. They got him out of harm's way in a couple drives. He showed athleticism. I like the way he competes. Going for the pylon on that touchdown run was vintage Bagent, and I think that the Bagency has reopened, and it looks like it's a little bit more legitimate of a business this year, because he means business, and I like what I saw from Tyson Bagent.
I also liked what I saw from Tyson Bagent all preseason. I mean, you just laid it out there. The kid looks like he's gotten better, and you can clearly see that he worked on his game during the offseason. You know, we laugh and we joke about he was grinding his face off, but I mean, you can tell he was really working at his game as an actual quarterback. And I actually kind of like what they have with him as a backup. Like he proved last year, you can put him into the game for a month and he can get you through. He can go 500 for you. So, and you know, we all know that the way the NFL goes these days, you're probably going to see him at some point this season. So it's important that he is a competent backup. At least we think so at this point.
Let's stick with the offense. I thought Tyler Scott had himself a very good night. He caught a couple passes. He looked like a danger to defenses. His speed is a factor, and I think that he took a step. He played more than I expected him to play, but I think it showed that maybe the Bears want to give him as many opportunities as he can to prove himself. I thought Tyler Scott established himself as a pretty good part of this receiving core, probably the fourth option. Velus Jones coming out of the backfield. The Bears were either showcasing him or giving him a chance to make a case, a final case for his roster spot. Don't know if he did that or not, Adam. I think that depends on how you interpret what his role will be as a hybrid. Speed kills. That's a hard thing to coach. And I know that they want to see some things from him that maybe they haven't seen. Pass protection would be a concern if he's a running back. But I don't think he did anything to hurt himself tonight. Mm-hmm. It depends on what the Bears want to do at that position. We saw Kerry Blassingame in uniform, so that's maybe a running back that they're on the fence about keeping or not. If it comes down to the Kerry Blassingame or Velus Jones, I'd give the nod to Blasting Game, but I'm not sure the Bears feel that way. But Scott Blasting Game and I think Velus Jones were three offensive skill position players that I think probably feel pretty good about their evenings.
Yeah, I agree. So I'll start with Tyler Scott. Yeah, he looked really good tonight. You know, as we stand right now, 5 catches, 84 yards. Pretty good showing for a preseason game. If he's your number four receiver, I think you're doing pretty good in the receiver room. And I think that's what he's going to be to start the season. A guy that, you know, they had to rely on him a lot more last season than they probably would have liked to because they just didn't have as much depth in the receiver room. And so he was kind of pushed into this larger role that he maybe wasn't ready for. Him being your guy to come out in four wide receiver sets or occasionally out of the slot or something like that when Keenan Allen or DJ Moore or Rome Odunze is getting a break and just go run a go, that's a weapon for you because we know that one thing he can do for sure is run down the field very fast.
Right.
So I like that he had a really good game tonight. So Velus Jones, I don't think he did anything to make you think he's going to make this team tonight. And because, first of all, he was the third running back on the field. I know they've been, as the game went on, they moved him and Ian Wheeler back and forth. But the fact that he was the third running back on the field doesn't bode well for him. And, you know, you mentioned, like, between him and Kari Blasting Game. I don't think it's between him and Kari Blasting Game. I think Kari Blasting Game's on the team. Throughout this preseason, he's gotten a lot of run as a fullback. So I think that they have a role for Kari Blasting Game carved out. I think I'd be stunned if he's cut. So I think Velus Jones is on the outside looking in at the moment. I don't know if they have a space for him on this roster. He hasn't been returning punts. He hasn't been returning kicks. And there's no room for him in the running back room.
I think that's not a bad observation because Blasting Game adds more value. Velus Jones is a guy that's hard to trust. And I do like the presence of a fullback if you want to be a power football team in terms of running the ball. So I think that's a good thing to remember. Let's look at the offensive line. Larry Borum went down, was carted off. I think what's interesting about that is Larry Borum is a swing tackle. He's played some football for the Bears the last two seasons. Also, don't forget, this is not insignificant. He's set to make $3 million this year as a backup. $3 million this year. I don't know how serious his injury is, but I do think that the term injury settlement might come up in terms of speculating what happens next with Larry Borum. So that was an unfortunate development. You never like to see an injury. And speaking of injuries, poor Douglas Coleman III brought us all kind of to a pause at the beginning of the third quarter. They had to bring out the backboard. They had to take him off. And it was a quiet moment. It was a scary moment. And we just don't know as we speak here the seriousness or severity of that injury, but you just wish him well. You hate to see these kind of things happen in the preseason.
Yeah, that was tough to see, and you hope he's okay. And yeah, I was just scanning Twitter real quick to see if there was any update as we're recording this here, and I haven't seen anything either. So yeah, I hope he's okay. And you know, I really hope that them putting him on the backboard was more of a precaution because, you know, I think it's pretty common knowledge at this point. If there's any kind of neck concern, they automatically put him on the backboard. So hopefully that's what it was, and it's not going to be a big deal. So, yeah, well, like, definitely hope the best for him. As for Larry Borum, it's interesting you bring up the injury concern in as far as like him getting an injury settlement. There's the word I was looking for, injury settlement. That's curious because I hadn't thought about that in. If he is hurt for a while and he's going to be out for extended time, you're right that you said it. They were counting on him as their swing tackle. And that would mean that a guy like Karan Amagaji, I just saying that name off the top. Did I get that right? I swear I'm going to get that name down before the season starts. But that means they're going to have to count on him.
Yes.
Like he just got healthy. And so you hope that you're not having to count on him now right away. So – I think that Larry Borum, that's something to keep an eye on as we get into the next 24 hours, 48 hours, seeing what his health status is going to be. Because if he's hurt significantly, then they're going to be pushing for a decent swing tackle.
Let's talk about the defense because that's the most fun of the evening. I think that's been one of the things about this preseason that has been most consistent. We can talk about the flashes from Caleb Williams. That's got everybody excited in Chicago. But this defense under Matt Eberflus in year three has taken over as I think the strength of this team, and it gives the Bears probably its clearest identity, because the takeaway emphasis is obvious. The way they play with reckless abandon and enthusiasm is infectious. And the way that this defense can control the game with the blitz. Now, Matt Eberflus, unlike a lot of NFL head coaches, has taken the opportunity and taken advantage of the preseason to show things that a lot of coaches wouldn't show. The Bears have come at quarterbacks out of the defensive secondary and created havoc and created takeaways. You saw it tonight with the blitz. You saw it with Reddy Stewart having two interceptions, including one pick six. You saw it with a lot of ways where Colbert hit the quarterback. Reddy steps in and he was ready for his moments, and Stewart takes it back for a pick six. This defense is, even it's not the starters, this defense with its depth pieces, they're playing at a very high level and they're playing with loads of confidence.
Yeah, the blitzing stuff, I've never seen this much blitzing in the preseason, especially from your defensive backs. You know, it's one thing to be blitzing linebackers. I've never seen a team blitz safeties and corners the way that the Bears have this preseason. And I'm really curious to see how much that transfers into the regular season, because usually you're not seeing teams give away big tendencies during the preseason. So is this the Bears just working on blitz packages, or is this going to be a genuine huge piece of their defense? Now, I do believe that Kyler Gordon is going to come on a blitz multiple times during games, because I think he's really good at it. And so I think they are going to be using that as a weapon. But as far as how much they blitz safeties and stuff like that, it's going to be interesting to see how much they carry that over into the regular season. Because they created a pick six. They created a pick six off of blitz today, like you were saying.
This is why I like it. The best defenses are fearless. And if the Bears don't fear showing looks in preseason, it means that they're going to come after people and dare them to stop the blitz or the pass rush, and a kind of mentality you want in your defense. Austin Booker also tonight, I felt like he got to the quarterback. He did a spin move. I know we may have been going against second team offensive linemen, and people will say that to counter any enthusiasm, but this is a fifth round draft pick who's 21 or 22 years old. He's raw. Everybody understands that, but he might be in a position to help the Bears. I still think that they're going to pick up somebody off the waiver wire, a veteran, to try to add to the mix. That's okay. Situational football, a role that for him to play, is something that Austin Booker could embrace. I like the way that he is coming off the ball. I like the confidence he's carrying. And this whole defense is playing that kind of mentality. Micah Baskerville is another guy who has made his presence felt. He did so again tonight. This is a kid who keeps on showing up, keeps on making plays. That is not lost on this coaching staff. What I like about this coaching staff is it giving guys opportunity. Look at Adrian Colbert. That dive and deflection is one of the best plays you're going to see in any team at any time of the year. And it just the names you have to learn and the backgrounds you want to know. I mean, this is a defense that's playing like it's having fun. And these are backups that are playing because they want to be starters. Now, wait until they get the starters. Wait until you get Brisker back. Wait until you get everybody on the same page at the same time. The defense of the Chicago Bears is going to be their identity this year. Caleb Williams could arrive, and he could be a star, and that's going to be what excites people the most. But make no mistake, it's obvious in this preseason, after four games, they want this unit to be what carries them the furthest in 2024.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm super excited about the defense. I mean, you just said it. They play so hard. And this is just the second team we're seeing today. But the first team that we saw a week ago and the week before that, they all played really hard. And you said it. They haven't even played at 100% strength in their secondary yet. They were missing Brisker for both the games the starters were out there. They're missing Kyler Gordon for one of those games as well. And so once this is for real and this is for keeps, I'm extremely excited to see what they do, because I think they have a chance, especially if they can find just average edge rushing opposite of Montez Sweat. That's going to get really, really dangerous. And if Austin Booker, like you were mentioning, I'll comment a little bit on him before we get out of here. He could end up being an absolute steal. And there's a chance that Ryan Poles might have made one of his best draft picks in the fifth round of a draft where he got his starting quarterback and a starting or assumed to be starting wide receiver. And I know that, like you said, this is preseason. He's largely faced second teamers, but he's got something you can't teach, which is get off on the ball and a really quick first move. So once he gets more strength and more experience against NFL tackles, I think he's got a very high ceiling.
This is the other thing, what I like about the defense, and it's hard to quantify, but you know it when you see it. This, even the second team, even the starters, they tackle well. This is a Bears team that already seems like it tackles well. They're fundamentally sound. Now, it helps that they are playing with that kind of confidence, but defense is a mentality. And you see guys making tackles that are like, okay, they're coached well, they're fundamentally sound, and they're playing with confidence. That's a really good recipe and combination for any defense at any time. So I think a lot of things went well in Kansas City, much better than the Bears' last trip there during the regular season. This has been a very productive and promising preseason. We don't want to get over our skis, but there's a lot to like. And I think the big overarching thing you can say, whether it was starters or whether it was backups, this looks like a very well-coached football team, and it looks competent, and there's excitement for a reason. They've got talent, they've got coaching, and that gives you reason to believe that this could be a pretty fun year.
I agree with everything you said. It's got to carry over in the regular season. And by the way, as we're talking, we talked about Velus Jones. He just had a really good run for a touchdown. So maybe we spoke too soon on him. So I'll retract a little bit. He didn't do anything to try and make the team. He had a really good run for a touchdown. So good for Velus. And maybe his spot on the team is going to be more secure than I thought it
was. I have said all week, Adam, as people have speculated that he's good as gone, that, you know, he has that element that is very difficult, as you know, to coach or to stop, and that's speed. He also has, you know, the designation of being Ryan Poles' first offensive draft pick. These are things that give me a reason to wonder, you know, he may have kept a spot on the roster tonight. We'll wait and see. The cutdowns have to be in by Tuesday. The process could begin as early as Friday. We'll be right here on the Take the North podcast, ChicagoTribune.com with Dan Weider's reports. Listen to the score all day on Friday, all weekend long. We'll be there for you. I think we're going to wrap things up, Adam, because I know you got to do some reaction on the radio, and I've got to get to sleep so we can talk about it in the morning. But we just wanted to let people know our reactions quickly to a game that certainly was meaningful for a lot of players on that field who really rose to the occasion and put some good stuff on tape. So I think that I like watching these games. It's preseason. It's over. And the countdown now begins to the regular season one.
By the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, I do not endorse this Go Titans behind me. That is, I'm in Ryan Poore's office at the score right now. It does say Go Bears in the corner right there, but I don't endorse this. So if you've been seeing this, that's all I got to say. This is not me. This is Ryan Poore's office. I don't hate the Titans, but we play them week one. So
it usually says Go Reds because that's Poore's
office. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
We're Adam Studzinski in the Titans office. I'm David Hall from the Mully and Haw Show. We'll talk to you at 5:30 on Friday morning. And then we'll be back on the Take the North podcast when Dan gets back after the Chiefs game. And we'll look forward to talking to you on the Free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the 670 Sports YouTube page. Thank you for listening and watching the Take the North podcast.
Great talk. See you out there.
Thank you, everybody. The Bears.